From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There has been much debate about the scale and pace of the U.S. drawdown from Afghanistan. Last week, President Obama announced that 10,000 troops would be out by the end of this year, and by 2014, the U.S. would hand over security to Afghan forces. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the drawdown has also stirred a far bigger debate about the fundamentals of U.S. foreign policy and America's role in the world.
President Obama's message was unequivocal. It was the beginning of the end for large-scale American military operations in Afghanistan. The U.S. was winding down the war there, much as it has the war in Iraq.
These long wars will come to a responsible end. As they do, we must learn their lessons. Already this decade of war has caused many to question the nature of America's engagement around the world.
The president said the U.S. has spent $1 trillion on the wars. At least 6,000 U.S. service personnel have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. There has been no clear outcome, no decisive victory in either conflict. William Martell, an associate professor of international security studies at Tufts University, says the president's announcement affords the opportunity for some collective soul-searching.
I think the winding down of the war in Afghanistan for us provides an outstanding opportunity for us to reconsider what we're doing and where we're engaged and to what extent we're engaged in international politics. I think there's a potential shift toward a rebalancing of American involvement globally.
Martell says you can already see this in Libya, where the U.S. has largely handed over military operations there to NATO forces. In his speech, President Obama pointed out the U.S. does not have one soldier on the ground in Libya. Jeffrey Laurenti, director of foreign policy programs at the Century Foundation, says the U.S. may have to abandon the notion that military interventions are the first answer in efforts to protect global security. Laurenti says the U.S. may also have to reconsider nation building. He says President Obama all but acknowledged that, despite the money and effort, the U.S. can't make Afghanistan a perfect place, and that it's now too late to try.
This reflects, I think, the sense that there are limits on what the U.S. or any outside power is able to do in certain places. And that's the more modest and realistic view that is going to have to characterize probably most American relations and troubled situations in the future.
Laurenti says President Obama's decision on a troop drawdown also sends a clear signal to Afghan President Hamid Karzai and his aides that they need to step up to the plate, build up their own security forces, and clean up the government. And Laurenti says the announcement will have an impact on the Taliban.
What it did signal to them was that the president has put out an open hand for a genuine negotiated settlement, but they have to calculate whether or not a compromise is better for them than gambling on being able to push over the Karzai government when most of the foreigners leave.
President Obama signaled that the U.S. will keep some troops on after the 2014 deadline to carry out counterterrorism missions. They will be a fraction of the 100,000 soldiers there now. His decision to pull out the bulk of those U.S. troops within the next 3.5 years will have an effect on those serving in Afghanistan, says Andrew Basevich, a professor of history and international affairs at Boston University.
And I served in the Vietnam War toward the end during the period of that drawdown, and I think it did have a real effect, and not a helpful effect, on the morale of troops who were committed to that war. You know that the famous John Kerry statement, who wants to be the last person to die for a misbegotten cause? I don't know who wants to be the last person to die for Afghanistan.
Basevich says those kind of thoughts will almost inevitably emerge as the U.S. tries to wind down the longest war in its history. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.